Nomoto presents AI, an uncertain future. AI, geopolitical unraveling. Narrated with Microsoft Azure using the Christopher voice. Running time, approximately 26 minutes. High above the Atlantic, a surveillance drone traces the faint outline of a submerged fiber optic cable. In a windowless room thousands of miles away, analysts from one nation's cyber command watch real-time feeds and AI-flagged alerts. They have evidence that a rival's autonomous submarine drone, unmanned and AI-driven, is loitering near the cable, perhaps to tap or sever it. At the same moment, a breaking news video appears on social media. It shows the rival nation's president delivering an inflammatory speech, seemingly caught on a hot mic insulting allies and threatening war. Within minutes, multiple governments activate crisis protocols. Fighter squadrons scramble. Diplomats place frantic calls that go unanswered. Only later does it emerge that the video was a sophisticated deepfake planted by unknown actors. In those critical early moments, however, decades of careful alliance building nearly disintegrated. Trust is so eroded that even allies cannot be sure what is real. In this tense dawn of an AI-saturated world, geopolitics itself is unraveling. The integration of AI into statecraft and warfare has upset a long precarious balance. Global alliances that once seemed ironclad have frayed as each nation races to gain an AI advantage, or fears falling victim to someone else's. In previous eras, great powers were held in check by mutual understandings and deterrence. Now, AI destabilizes those arrangements. Advanced algorithms accelerate everything. They sift intelligence, target weapons, guide hypersonic drones, and generate convincing misinformation. Decisions that used to take days of deliberation are now nudged by machine speed. The results are jarring. Longtime allies find themselves doubting each other's intentions, suspecting that an AI recommendation or misclassification might drag them into conflict. Adversaries, meanwhile, see openings to exploit. The playing field of international power has shifted, allowing smaller actors and non-state groups a disproportionate impact through asymmetric AI tools. The world order, once held together by human-to-human diplomacy and relatively predictable deterrence strategies, shows signs of coming apart under the strain. Global trust is crumbling, in part because reality itself has become malleable. The same deepfake technology that can face-swap an actor in a film can be used to impersonate heads of state with unsettling realism. Fabricated audio has made it possible to forge leaked phone calls or commands. Entire news networks struggle to verify if a video of troop movements or a massacre is genuine or generated. This flood of AI-generated misinformation erodes the common ground needed for diplomacy. In international crises, every additional minute of doubt can be fatal. When a fake video of a military strike circulates, a nation has to decide whether to retaliate immediately or wait and risk being caught off guard. In the past, diplomacy relied on back channels and verification processes to prevent misunderstandings. Now, those processes are short-circuited by algorithms that amplify rumors at lightning speed. Eroding trust in media bleeds into eroding trust between nations. If a country's public is convinced by fabricated evidence that an ally betrayed them, leaders may be forced to react as if it were true. The information space, once a gray zone, is now an active battleground, and it's increasingly difficult for any truthful signal to stand out in the noise. This degradation of trust extends to diplomacy itself. Diplomatic negotiations traditionally rely on personal relationships, on envoys carrying authentic messages and reading each other's intentions face to face. But consider a world where an ambassador is never sure if the counterpart sitting across the table is fully human-driven or quietly consulting an AI in their earpiece for real-time bargaining tactics. Or worse, what if the person across the table is a hyper-realistic AI-driven avatar, a proxy for leaders who do not want to risk direct engagement? Such scenarios, once science fiction, are becoming plausible. If and when they occur, the sincerity of diplomacy comes into question. Agreements might be called into doubt the moment they are signed. Was the negotiation a genuine meeting of minds, or was one side manipulated by an algorithm tuned to exploit psychological weaknesses? As AI systems adept at negotiation and persuasion emerge, even diplomatic dialogue faces automation, making authentic trust even harder to build. The military sphere is where AI's destabilizing effect is most visible. Autonomous weapons and AI-directed cyber attacks have introduced an element of unpredictability and speed that humans struggle to manage. Early on, ethicists and strategists warned that autonomous killer robots or AI-driven weapons could spark an uncontrolled arms race. Those warnings were largely unheeded. Now multiple nations deploy or develop AI-operated drones, missile defense systems that react faster than a human could, and even AI battlefield strategists that suggest tactics on the fly. The temptation to give AI more control in warfare is great. After all, a machine can integrate satellite imagery, intercepted communications, and historical battle data far quicker than any staff officer. But with that speed comes tinderbox volatility. An AI might misinterpret a flock of birds as an incoming missile salvo and trigger a response that humans have mere seconds to countermand. Or it might carry out a pre-approved retaliatory strike based on a provocation that turns out to be a spoofed signal. Military AI risks include unintended escalation or accidents that neither side wanted. The hair-trigger nuclear standoff of the Cold War looks almost stable by comparison because at least people were firmly in the loop then. Now, the margin for error has shrunk to milliseconds. Furthermore, AI has enabled forms of asymmetric warfare that threaten global stability. Small states, or even well-funded militias, can harness cyberattack algorithms and autonomous swarms to punch far above their weight. A group of hacktivists with an AI-generated malware can disrupt the infrastructure of a superpower from a basement, something that was unthinkable in a conventional military sense. Drones bought commercially and retrofitted with AI vision can be turned into inexpensive, semi-autonomous weapons that challenge the expensive defense systems of an advanced military. This empowerment of smaller actors erodes the deterrent power of large conventional forces. A handful of engineers with code can do what once required an air force. Nations find it harder to rely on sheer scale for security, and alliances strain under this new reality. A big country may be reluctant to pledge to defend a smaller ally if it knows that adversaries could, for example, cripple its economy with AI-driven cyberattacks launched from anywhere. The line between state and non-state aggression blurs. Was that devastating AI-engineered virus that shut down ports worldwide released by a rogue nation or a terrorist cell or an activist group? Attributions are difficult, responses uncertain. This ambiguity frays alliances, as partners might accuse each other of negligence or secret plotting in the face of such threats. The geopolitical map is redrawing itself around AI. Nations with strong AI capabilities surge ahead economically and militarily, while those without struggle to keep up. This has created a new kind of arms race. The major powers publicly speak about AI cooperation but privately pour resources into outpacing each other. A familiar pattern emerges. Leaders vow restraint in principle even as they race in practice. International agreements that might limit the most dangerous AI applications are proposed, but they falter on mistrust. Every draft treaty is haunted by the fear that someone, somewhere, will cheat and gain a decisive edge. In this environment, genuine global cooperation on AI governance is elusive. Unlike nuclear weapons, which left unmistakable signatures and whose use would be obvious, AI is diffuse and versatile. It's harder to verify who is doing what in secret labs. One nation's medical AI research program might be easily repurposed into a weapons development effort. Another nation's seemingly benign social media AI might be a vector for influence operations abroad. The opacity of AI systems makes traditional arms control measures nearly impossible. How do you inspect an algorithm for compliance? How do you detect a line of code that could flip a defensive system into an offensive one? These uncertainties mean that even well-intentioned treaties remain fragile. No power wants to be blind or constrained while rivals forge ahead. The resulting outcome is a kind of AI Cold War, with all sides locked in a cycle of suspicion, accelerating technological one-upmanship and collapsing trust. We see new blocks and fissures forming. Some tech-rich nations form pacts to share AI research and set standards, hoping to create spheres of aligned systems. They reason that if their military and AI systems interoperate tightly, they can act as a unified front. Other countries respond by banding together in defensive coalitions, pooling resources to collectively develop AI, or by aligning with one of the AI superpowers for protection. The world begins to resemble a patchwork of AI-influenced zones rather than the old ideological or economic blocks. Poorer countries risk becoming digital colonies, dependent on AI services provided by others and vulnerable to remote manipulation. The geopolitical tension is not only about direct conflict, but about influence and autonomy. Control over data flows, AI infrastructure like cloud servers and undersea cables, and even talent migration becomes strategically vital. Nations impose restrictions on AI knowledge transfer, worrying about AI brain drains or the leakage of strategic algorithms. Sanctions now target access to cutting-edge chips and AI models. A high-tech iron curtain slowly descends in places, separating those with advanced AI ecosystems from those without. This fragmentation undermines global institutions. Forums like the United Nations struggle to mediate disputes that revolve around opaque technologies members don't fully trust or understand. How does the Security Council arbitrate a complaint that an AI text generator in country X is flooding country-Y's media with subtle propaganda? Traditional diplomatic language fails to catch up to the new causes of conflict. Meanwhile, media and democracy suffer from the AI-driven erosion of truth, which directly impacts geopolitics. Authoritarian regimes exploit AI to produce incessant propaganda and to flood foreign social networks with divisive content, weakening their adversaries from within. Democratic societies find it increasingly hard to hold coherent debates or present a united front, because their citizens cannot even agree on basic facts when every fact is under algorithmic assault. Election interference via AI-generated fake personas, micro-targeted ads, and misinformation campaigns becomes commonplace. Voters are manipulated by tailored messages crafted by predictive models that know their psychological triggers. This not only undermines the legitimacy of those elections, but also becomes an international flashpoint. Countries accuse each other of sponsoring the influence operations. Even allies trade barbs behind closed doors. Germany, suspecting an AI disinformation campaign in its election, came from a normally friendly nation, or an Eastern European state blaming a Western ally's tech companies for not doing enough to stop an info war that stirred unrest in its streets. Diplomacy frays as nations first have to firefight the AI-fueled fractures in their own societies. In this unraveling geopolitical climate, incidents multiply that nearly ignite conflict. A naval AI defense system in the South China Sea misidentifies a research vessel as a hostile craft and launches a warning strike, injuring no one but crossing a red line. Human commanders on both sides manage to de-escalate, this time. An allied surveillance AI interprets an unusual rocket launch as a nuclear first strike and urges a counterattack. Fortunately, a human officer exercises restraint, discovering minutes later it was a satellite launch gone awry. Each close call puts alliances under strain. Some leaders press for giving AI full control to respond faster next time, while others demand halting such systems entirely. The debate splits partner nations. As AI triggers more of these scares, nations begin to blame each other's tech for the danger. "Your software nearly started a war by mistake," one defense minister says to another at a tense summit. "Ours wouldn't have aired." Accusations of sabotaging or hacking AIs also fly around. Did a third party hack the surveillance AI to create a false alert and try to spark conflict between allies? With plausible deniability, malign actors can wreak havoc on trust. It's the geopolitical equivalent of two friends becoming suspicious that a mutual acquaintance is spreading lies between them. They start doubting each other rather than the invisible provocateur. The alliances that defined the late 20th century stand on shaky ground under these pressures. NATO, for instance, built on the premise of mutual defense and transparent communication, finds that a member state might act on AI intelligence that others haven't verified, dragging everyone toward confrontation. Differences in AI capability create imbalances. Some militaries simply don't trust the data and analysis coming from their more AI-equipped partners, feeling left in the dark or like junior partners. There are also philosophical divergences. Some nations push for international norms and rules for AI usage in war, analogous to the Geneva Conventions, while others quietly flout any restrictions to gain an edge. Without consensus, even allied countries begin to pursue separate AI strategies, reducing interoperability. Joint missions falter when each side's AI systems clash or refuse to share raw data due to proprietary formats or security fears. The effect is a slow drift apart of previously close strategic partners. In parallel, new opportunistic alliances form between nations connected not by ideology or geography but by AI networks. Countries using the same AI surveillance platform share intelligence seamlessly and become de facto allies, even if politically they were not aligned before. We also see regimes using AI to tighten internal control, which then affects external relations. An authoritarian government that harnesses AI for total surveillance and censorship may prevent domestic instability, but at the cost of alienating democratic allies and sparking moral condemnation. Conversely, those capabilities become export products. A country might supply its client state with AI tools to monitor dissent or to automate propaganda. This creates patron-client relationships akin to the Cold War, but centered on AI tech provision. A client regime becomes bound to its patron's AI cloud, reliant on continuous updates and support, and thus beholden politically. Global influence is wielded through servers and code more than through guns and loans. And if a client tries to break away, the patron can possibly wreak havoc by sabotaging the client's AI-dependent infrastructure. Such dynamics make the world more brittle. Spheres of influence harden and switching sides becomes perilous. Throughout all this, the public's trust in information and leadership erodes further. Citizens witness their governments floundering in the face of AI-fueled crises and become fearful and cynical. In some countries, conspiracy theories abound that their leaders are themselves replaced or guided by AI, an ironic twist on reality. In others, populist movements accuse elites of inviting AI chaos and failing to protect the nation. Internal polarization, often stoked by algorithmically amplified rhetoric, weakens countries from within, making them even less reliable on the world stage. A government that can barely maintain order at home due to AI-propagated unrest is hardly a pillar for international cooperation. Adversaries notice this and apply pressure, either militarily or through more subtle influence, hastening the breakdown of old alliances. International institutions attempt to respond. Perhaps a new Geneva Convention on AI is proposed, seeking to ban certain uses like autonomous lethal weapons or to mandate verification of media by an international body. There is precedent. In past decades, we eventually banned chemical weapons, blinding lasers, and regulated nukes. But achieving a similar consensus for AI proves much harder. Some powers refuse to sign anything that limits their burgeoning arsenals of algorithmic weapons. Others sign but with so many caveats and loopholes that it changes little. The lack of trust means enforcement is nearly impossible. No country wants to allow inspectors to scrutinize its secret programs, and even if they did, detecting an AI's true capabilities is not straightforward. The attempt at cooperative restraint falters, leaving a patchwork of partial measures. One treaty might prohibit AI from controlling nuclear launch decisions, something major powers could agree on as common sense, but that doesn't stop AI from directing conventional forces or covert operations. Another agreement could establish a hotline for AI-related incidents, like an accidental drone clash, to prevent escalation. Such measures help a bit at the margins, but they feel like band-aids on a widening wound. So how does geopolitical unraveling ultimately manifest? It may not be a single cataclysmic world war. Indeed, the presence of nuclear weapons still deters all-out direct conflict between superpowers, and AI hasn't, yet, changed that calculus fundamentally. Instead, it looks like a steady decline in global order. Conflicts that would have been contained burn hotter and spread, fueled by AI-enhanced tactics. Proxy wars become more common as powers project force through autonomous weapons given to client factions, allowing greater deniability. International crises multiply and resolution becomes harder each time, as misinformation confuses and quick decision loops bypass careful diplomacy. We might see the effective end of institutions like the UN Security Council as they deadlock over every AI-related incident, each member suspecting the others of dishonesty or hidden agendas shaped by algorithms. In some regions, long-standing peace deals unravel. Consider a volatile border where peace was kept by joint monitoring. If one side introduces AI-armed sentry systems, the other side perceives it as an aggressive shift, and the accord fails. Or a ceasefire in a civil war is broken by a deepfake video of one commander urging his troops to attack, leading the other side to preemptively strike. The web of misunderstandings grows so tangled that mediators throw up their hands. One of the most profound effects is the loss of a shared reality, which is essential for any alliance or treaty to hold. Allies traditionally base their partnership on common values or common threat assessments. Now, with AI customizing information to each group, even allied populations live in different realities. The citizens of one country might be shown AI-curated news emphasizing a completely different narrative about a conflict than the citizens of its ally. Support for joint action erodes when peoples cannot agree on what's happening or why it matters. Populist leaders exploit this by claiming their country is being misled or used by others, and they pull back from international commitments. In sum, the social fabric that underpins geopolitical cooperation frays from both above and below. Above, through elite mistrust and technical chaos, and below, through grassroots confusion and nationalist backlash. Yet amid this unraveling, one paradoxical dependency grows. Everyone still depends on the same global AI-driven systems. The world's economies are entwined by AI-optimized supply chains and financial markets. Even rival nations rely on common platforms. For example, an American firm's AI software might route container ships for Chinese manufacturers, or an open-source AI model developed in one country might be used by researchers worldwide, including in unfriendly states. This interdependence is a fragile tether. It could be a reason cooler heads prevail at times. Disrupting an opponent's AI could recoil on one's own economy. But it's also another source of tension. Any disruption, whether accidental or intentional, in these shared systems can cascade globally. A financial flash crash caused by a rogue algorithm in one market can erase billions of dollars across continents in seconds, leading to diplomatic blame games. The paradigm shift wrought by AI in geopolitics is that strength is no longer measured purely in troops or GDP, but in algorithmic supremacy, information dominance, and resilience against digital chaos. Power, in the traditional sense, disperses and also destabilizes. A nation might be a military giant, but an AI dwarf, or vice versa. Old hierarchies are upset. And because AI technology evolves so rapidly, today's advantage can turn into tomorrow's weakness with a single breakthrough by someone else. This accelerates the feeling of a world order coming apart. When nothing is stable, alliances become situational and transient. Is there a way out of this unraveling? Historically, great destabilizations, like after the world wars, have led to new international systems or accords once the dust settled. Perhaps after a series of near misses and smaller conflicts, nations will gather to hammer out a new understanding, a Bretton Woods or Vienna Congress for the AI age. They might, for instance, agree on protocols to authenticate any official communications, a kind of digital watermarking to combat deepfakes, or set limits on AI in critical decision chains, requiring a human in the loop for any action that could spark war. International coordination on AI governance, which experts have called for, might finally gain traction when the pain of disorder becomes unbearable. One can imagine a treaty where countries transparently share and jointly monitor certain AI strategic systems to build trust, analogous to the Open Skies agreements for surveillance flights. However, reaching that point requires surviving the current gauntlet of crises. The unraveling, if unchecked, could lead to a multipolar world of constant low-grade conflict, fractured trade blocs, and a new dark age of information integrity. The worst-case scenario is not just a cold war but a fog war, where AI has so clouded reality that miscalculation becomes the norm rather than the exception. In that haze, a large-scale war could indeed break out through compounded errors and provocations, drawing in allies who no longer communicate clearly. In the very bleakest scenario, autonomous systems might carry out a conflict even as human leaders lose the ability to stop the momentum. A grim echo of the doomsday machine concept, but distributed and digital. For now, the world teeters on the edge of that chasm. Geopolitical unraveling is evident in every mistrustful glance between presidents at a summit, every joint statement that falls apart over the wording of an AI clause, every treaty that goes unsigned. The century's great challenge has become managing the forces that technology has unleashed between nations. And unlike in past eras, where human diplomats and generals held the reins, much of this new force is inscrutable and lightning fast. Humanity must learn, somehow, to cooperate under these unprecedented conditions. The alternative is to let chaos and suspicion sever the bonds that have preserved peace, and history warns that once those bonds break, readying them is a monumental task. In this climate of international anxiety, one truth stands. no nation can master the AI disruption alone. Each faces the same vulnerabilities to miscommunication and digital attack. If a new paradigm of trust is to be built, it may arise from that recognition. Perhaps the unraveling will spur a reweaving, nations coming together to define red lines and emergency dialogue specifically for AI-related threats, much as nuclear hotlines were established in an earlier perilous era. There is a glimmer of hope in the thought that the very interconnectedness which makes the world fragile could also compel a renewed commitment to common rules. But until that happens, the trajectory is deeply worrisome. A civilization accustomed to summits and pacts finds itself navigating a minefield of AI-induced doubt. Late one night, in that windowless command room monitoring the undersea cable, the analysts finally get confirmation. The rival's drone was performing maintenance, not sabotage. A misunderstanding, but one that could have had dire consequences. Across the ocean, the embarrassed rival Navy sends a private apology and suggests establishing a direct data link between their AI systems to avoid future confusion. A small step toward transparency, a small victory against total collapse. It underscores that in this new world, communication between machines can be as critical as communication between people in preventing conflict. As the sun rises, the crisis abates, but the larger condition remains. The geopolitical fabric is worn thin, and only careful, conscious effort by both humans and their AIs can prevent it from tearing entirely.